Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the fastest show on talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. It is now Tuesday, June 19th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. We'll get to our guest in just a second. But first things first, welcome to all of you who are joining us online at the only officially sanctioned website of the network. That is republicbroadcasting.org. And our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. We spent the entire first hour of the show talking about privacy violations and what's going on when people are sort of relying on the government to keep their information safe. It just doesn't work. So before we do get to our guests, let's finish up this story here. Again, this is from Reading.com. May 26th is when it came out. It's about Kevin Mitnick, and he's talking about in his seminars and whatnot how to hack into these businesses. He's got a security company out in Las Vegas, and he does this. He charges people money to do this. But anyway, it's just to poke holes in all the things that, people are, problem areas people might have. It says, at this point, Mitnick says, people will do what you ask, especially if it seems easy or trivial enough, like emailing a document or looking up a number in the company directory. He's talking about how he scams people just over the phone, not necessarily through hacking per se, but because people are just frivolous with their personal information or the personal information, I should say, security information of their company. He says it's like a chess game, move, reaction. There are many ways to get people to tell you what they should not. What companies need to realize, says Mitnick, is that security is a habit, not a policy. The hardest part of life is to get people to trust him, says Mitnick. After all, he spent a few years as a famous hacker, a scourge of corporations, and now he wants companies to hire him. His sales pitch is twofold. One, he says, he knows what he did more than a decade ago was unethical and illegal. Now he is middle-aged and out of prison, though he's willing to skip the adventure for permission and a paycheck when he hacks. Two, he will not release his client list because he knows any company for which he works will become a target for any punk with a keyboard just because he set up the security system. Plus, the boogeyman business cuts both ways. He can tell at speaking gigs when he asks for audience participation. They do not trust him, but, well, he's famous. Says Mitnick, quote, you can see them saying to themselves, he's going to trick me. He's going to do something. He says that as he laughs and shakes his hands next to his wide-open eyes, saying, be very scared. And he says, and then they do what he asks. But anyway, at these seminars, I was reading about this also and discussing this with my guest. Kevin Mitnick does these little seminars where he invites people to give them anything, like their birthday and their name. And then he'll go to a monitor that has like a, you know, a slide, you know, big screen, and it pops up their driver's license or their social security card. And he'll bring up famous driver's licenses from anybody. He just does that hacking just to show it can be done. And it makes people uncomfortable. It's kind of like a hypnotist, right? It's like you got somebody up there, maybe you're, the boss of your company, and he's clucking like a chicken. It's kind of cool to watch, but it's uncomfortable at the same time. So it's cool to watch him hack into this stuff, but what it's demonstrating, folks, is exactly what we're talking about here, that America is immersed in a privacy crisis. It is a situation where your identity is no longer your own. You are a system of numbers, of data, of databases, and the collection, the sum of its parts, do not equal you. They equal who you have allowed yourself to become through the government and their acquisition of information. Now, that's not to say that there's not hope, okay? Because when we come back from this break, we'll have our guest with us here, and he is the sponsor of this hour, and we certainly are indebted to him for this. His name is Grant Hall. The book is called Privacy Crisis, and the website is privacycrisis.com. This is available at his website. You can buy the ebook there, which is very, very popular. You can also buy the hardcover version, which is it's going quick, so snag it while you can. Do not wait for an actual emergency in your lives, my friends. Make sure you have this information on your bookshelf and easily accessible when you need it. You can go to privacycrisis.com and pick up either one of those or both of those. You can look for it used at Amazon, but odds are you're not going to find it. You can call this particular Borders bookstore and have it shipped to you over the phone by calling 702-433-6222 or ask for Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall at your local bookstore. Our sponsor and our guest when we return, folks, Grant Hall. Stay with us.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Our special guest tonight is also our sponsor for this hour. He joins us every Monday to discuss something vital to you and to me and to this country as a whole, and it's about privacy. It's about your personal security. You maybe don't think that you're at risk, but I can promise you that you are, either by identity thieves or by those seeking to put you on lists to document your moves and your purchases and what you listen to, what you read, what you buy, what you watch, all of these things and more. So please welcome, of course, our good friend Grant Hall. Grant, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Well, good morning, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And as always, I'm excited to have you back. It's always a good time to chat with you about something so important and so vital. You know, I spent a lot of time last week on these privacy-oriented stories simply because there are so many of them.
There certainly are.
Yeah.
And you were right on the money in your pre-show announcements when you talked about the issue of trust and how we've entrusted so many different people at so many different levels in our own personal lives, and we sort of leave a lot of responsibilities up to our elected officials and so on and so forth. And then in the private sector, as we do business, we trust people to handle our real important parts of our business, like our computers. You mentioned that, is it Kevin Mitnick? Is that his name?
Yes.
He's one of the authorities now, and I guess going around the country trying to convince people to hire him after he was a previous hacker. It really is a dilemma here on how to get the basic needs of your business and your personal life accomplished when you have to share certain vital components of yourself and your business with somebody who has essentially the power to harm you.
That's exactly right, and that's what we see all over the place. And again, it's at some point, simply by saying this is important for your security, most people don't ask questions. And I think people are starting to wake up, Grant. I think they're starting to have the weight of these successive stories coming out one after the other after the other bear down on them and have them start paying attention to how important this is. That at some point we look at banks and whatnot and we say, we got to trust them to do the right thing. We have to trust the government to do the right thing. And we have to trust our employer to do the right thing. And we have to trust our utility companies to do the right thing. We have to trust our postmaster to do the right thing. That's a lot of trust.
I wouldn't get involved in any of it.
No.
Frankly, I would just stand alone and demand privacy.
That's right.
And if you want to be one of the few that are not going to be harmed or not going to be kept as a stored number with a file, then you have to take some extra steps to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And it's really not a tremendous task. I would challenge Mr. Mitnick to do what you said regarding Social Security numbers and names in my case.
Yeah.
I wonder what he would do if he found one file overseas and one here and one over there, and he'd have a devil of a time correlating all those.
I think he would.
If you just handle some real basic things. And that's what you want to do if you're interested in protecting yourself against the most dastardly crime and the fastest growing fraud crime in America today, which is identity theft. It'll cost you upwards of $2,500 if it happens to you personally. It'll cost over $10,000 if it happens to your business, plus 6 months, who knows, a year, 5 years to get it straightened out. And then you'll have people doubting you all that time. It'll become a part-time job to take care of that.
It's very true. And I don't know Kevin Mitnick, and I've only read things about him and whatnot, but I would say this, that I would wager it's not that he is the most talented person in the universe. It's just that he's probably the first person to utilize something against the powers that be, the feds and whatnot, in the situation of saying, well, no, I'm not going to comply with this. I'm not going to turn myself in. I'm going to go ahead and turn the tables on you guys. This is something that a lot of people would talk about, but very few people have done, and he did it. But he did it using things that are already available. In essence, because we are such a surveilled society, because we're such a data-driven society, and because things are mostly fairly easy to access by people with the know-how, here you've got a guy who did it. So, he's been able to parlay that into a career, and that's great, for him. But at the same time, as you had just so, importantly pointed out to people, and they have to understand what you've just said, is that if you apply the things in this book, you're going to be okay. From somebody who would seek to hack you for the sake of hurting you or stealing your identity or just, racking up fraudulent purchases, whether it's somebody seeking to just get information on you to add to their existing thing. Look, we can choose to be slaves or we can choose to put up a fight. Now, you may not win. It may come to a time where they actually make all these things mandatory and they go door to door, eye scanning people and fingerprinting people and doing whatever it is, having you fill out Playmate data sheets about your likes and dislikes and your turn-ons and turn-offs. And you may have to comply with that. They may have a gun to your family's head. But until that time, why make it easy? That's what I say. It's not a big deal. Look, you can go ahead and implement these things, and you can square yourself away, and you can enjoy the freedom that you're supposed to have by law, God granted, in this country.
Sadly, that doesn't mean anything to the people that think they have some control over the population.
Well, most of the population it wants to be controlled. And
I know they do. It's about 85% of the people can be found in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Their bed where they sleep can be found in 3 hours. You can probably do that online with 85% of people with using the Google map. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I got an email that you might be interested in. You talk about, well, privacy, yes, but let's talk about your life here. It says, Dear Grant, 3 months ago I began living as an anonymous person. Your book, Privacy Crisis, provided guidance on how to make myself disappear. My ex-husband refused to let me go free following our divorce. His beatings prior to my becoming invisible caused the following injuries to me: broken wrists, 3 broken ribs, 2 concussions, separated shoulder, bruised kidney. She says, Privacy Crisis helped me change my life. I now live and work as an anonymous person and have had no more fear of my husband anymore. Thank you. I love you, SB. Anyway,
wow.
People have danger out there as well. Stalking affects about 8% to 10% of the population, and there's a high statistic percentage-wise that are harmed by stalkers, and a high percentage of murders occur by people whose assailant know their home address. So these are reasons to make your residence and those things that are very personal to you be your personal and private and confidential information. I mean, it's not only for handling your basic day-to-day living privacy, but also there's a percentage of us that are going to be victims of criminals, and whether that be ex-lovers, ex-husbands, or wives, any number of people can get into that role. And just for self-protective measures, people owe it to themselves and their family to privatize certain portions of their home and their business.
Absolutely. You could not be more right on that. I mean, this is a bizarre situation. We talked a lot last week about, and the week before, actually, for that matter, about the immigration situation, about the camps being built. Now, these are under contract. This is not conspiracy theory. There are also camps built already that have been refurbished, and it just goes on and on. And now the new immigration bill talking about converting military bases that have been closed into detention centers. So, folks, understand that the first and foremost thing that's got to come down in order for people to be detained is they have to be tracked. They have to be found. And again, the executive orders talk about the postmaster being in charge of compiling these lists. Well, that executive order is old. I'm not saying that the postmaster isn't doing something similar, but I'm saying that now with this data-driven society that we live in, you leave fingerprints all over the place. Grant, let me ask you this, just out of curiosity. If you were to turn to the dark side, for example, and become a stalker, knowing what you know, you could probably find almost anybody, couldn't you?
Well, yes, like I pointed out, there's probably 85% of the population that just are plain, I mean, their phone is linked to their home address, their name is the owner of their house, and is the owner of their car, and it's all in these databases, and you could probably go to the phone book or call information, or just with, 3 hours of work, you could find most anybody. And then everybody, has their name on their mail, and on and on and on. But yeah, if I were so inclined, I would say that 85% of the people would be easily found, and there's probably another 10% that would require some more effort and probably could be found for under $10,000 of work and effort. And then there's a small percentage of people, like 3-4%, that would be harder to find. They have second homes and they travel kind of discreetly because of whatever reason. And then there's a fraction of 1% of people that just are very difficult. And depending on what your level of security is desired, you can accomplish any of these levels.
That's amazing. And you've mentioned that you could pretty much pack up everything and disappear off of any radar screen in how long?
Well, I just did, actually.
Okay.
No. Well, everybody has to have a plan. Everybody has to have a prearranged plan in the event of an emergency. And while mine was not a life-threatening emergency, somebody just breached that thing that you called early on in the show, and that's trust.
Yeah.
And I noticed that I was being trailed by my cell phone, and so chose to...
Hey, Grant, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you here briefly for a quick second. Folks, short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our special guest and our sponsor, Grant Hall. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, hour number two, and I'm very excited our guest is with us. He wasn't with us last week, but we had a utilizer of his methods with us who obviously was extremely comfortable with his security and his position as a result of our guest. And, of course, our phone number, if you have questions yourself, 800-313-9443. You know that already. Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living. Grant, welcome back, sir.
Yes, I was just explaining that sometimes it's a good idea to make some changes in your privacy program. And if you're educated on what knowledge you require to do that and have a preset of circumstances in place, it's really not a major deal depending on your conditions. And I have a family, and so I'm pretty normal in most regards. And although I've been, the book has been, I guess the book has been looked at by a lot of folks, and many have thought that it goes beyond what normal privacy methods have been written about in other works. And I appreciate that, but I must just counter that with saying that sometimes it takes some extra measures to be the best at something, and to get really your highest level of privacy, you have to go to a tremendous amount of work, depending on what your requirements are. And anybody can establish whatever level they choose or desire, depending on their circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is a comprehensive privacy book. It is covers all aspects of one's life, and certainly the basics are home, travel, and communication, and everybody listening can benefit from those methods. And then we get into business, your job, and a number of other sub-portions like investments and things that people have to handle at some point in their lives. But whatever you desire, privacy-wise, and regardless of your regardless of whether you're as careful as some of us, you can still benefit, and you can certainly escape the databases. A gentleman just wrote me another email, and let's see if I got that here. I love this email. He was so direct with it. It says, "Dear Gant, anyway, can you help me avoid the IRS? I'm expecting they will garnish my wages soon. Also, they call my home every couple of weeks. Sometimes sometimes someone parks a car in front of the house. Sincerely, Roy W. Louisville. I wouldn't encourage anybody to escape any responsibilities, nor would I provide guidance on how to escape any agency or anything of that nature. I'd encourage everybody to follow the laws. On the other hand, regardless of who is bothering you, I would encourage you to take the steps necessary to make your life as private as you believe it should be." And in this guy's case, it's pretty normal, actually. He just needs to learn how to make his basic self and his home disappear.
Yeah.
And that's easily done.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be paranoid to follow these rules, but you do have to be knowledgeable of how to accomplish it. It's really not a great deal of work. It costs a little bit of money to set things up, as you would expect from anything. But you will sleep at night, and you will not be bothered, and you will not be found.
I just think that's common sense to me. To be honest with you, Grant, I grew up, I was a Boy Scout. I'm always a big fan of preparedness. And I'm sure almost every one of our listeners has more than a day's worth of food. I'm sure every one of our listeners has, a little bit of money stashed away in case of emergency. I'm sure that every one of our listeners has a bug out bag or something like that in case they need to get out of Dodge because, the fit is hitting the shan, as they say. But the point is that this is a necessary component to your survival. Your privacy and people being able to find you, track you down, harass you, or kill you is kind of important. And that's the thing we're trying to stress here. You don't want to try to get this book when it's too late, okay? Get the book while you can. Get the book while they're available, for that matter, and do these things. And, Grant, you were telling me actually not too long ago, and we'll probably run into a break here before we get a chance to have you answer the question, but you were discussing this yet again with a media person, and the media person said, aren't you just being a little paranoid? And, again, this is something that comes up all the time, and it comes up with me, and it comes up with a lot of the listeners, I'm sure, and it comes up with you as well. People think we're paranoid for paying attention to these countless news stories and seeing exactly what these stories are saying. And again, I can't tell you how many hours and hours and hours I've devoted to over the last, you know, 7 years even, just to privacy-related stories. And people just, oh, you're crazy. But unfortunately, on every single theory I've had so far about these things, about the potential abuses, they all bear out. And as I've said many times, you know, when your kid said they want to go play in the on the highway, your mind is going to think about worst-case scenarios so that way it doesn't happen. Why aren't we doing the same with our privacy? Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Grant Hall.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Good morning and welcome back, folks. Glad you're with us here tonight. And, of course, a big, big, big thank you to our guest who is the sponsor of this program, this hour, I should say. His name is Grant Hall. The book is Privacy Crisis. The website is privacycrisis.com, and you can link up to that through our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. But definitely through the giant banner that you'll see prominently displayed at republicbroadcasting.org. Just a click away. And, of course, if you have questions for our guests, we can try to squeeze them in here this hour at 800-313-9443. Author of the book Privacy Crisis, Grant Hall. Welcome back.
Thank you. A competitor has on his website, being paranoid is a virtue. So maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't consider myself paranoid from a clinical sense anyway, but I do have experience. And when you have certain experiences in your life, it causes you to exercise caution, and that just happens to be the way I live, is as a private person. And fortunately, it's served me well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the whole thing about it, is that people would say, you know, conspiracy theory or paranoia or whatever the case may be. But the point is that it should be our job, you know what I mean, to provide some sort of scrutiny, some sort of oversight to the people who make laws and decisions and things like that. This is what we're supposed to be doing. We don't just turn it over to them, these supposed elected representatives, and allow them to decide everything for us. We have to have some control because it affects us personally. It affects us directly, and we must care about these things. So there's nothing paranoid or conspiratorial about saying, wait a minute here, if I give you all this data, what guarantee do you have to provide me that you won't lose it or misplace it? Or in the case of the story out of Ohio this over the weekend, where you entrust a backup data disk with 100-something thousand different files, including banking information, security, social security numbers, and any number of personal information, names, addresses, phone numbers, and all that, to a 22-year-old intern who leaves the backup storage device in his car, and it gets stolen. See, this, there's no way that they, and this happens countless times. It's every day there's something new in the news. Type in identity theft or some sort of, you could say, privacy violation. Throw those into a search engine, folks, in a news outlet like Yahoo or Google, and see what you come up with. It should blow your mind. This doesn't need to be an issue that you worry about. Grant Hall does not worry about this.
No, I don't, and it's really pretty simple not to have to worry about it, actually. A story I will tell actually involves a government agency, the Department of Motor Vehicles in a state. Once upon a time, I had reason to call them and provide some registration information, and the car was registered to a trust, and I'm buried somewhere as a signer, but they don't store that with the registration because only the trust is listed on the registration with an address and so forth. And even their highest level supervisor did not know who the trustee on that car was because that came up in the conversation. And it's kind of a long story. I won't go into it. But using methods that are nothing extraordinary, just requiring due diligence, have the right knowledge of what mechanics to use, presenting the right paperwork, making certain that everything is understood, and knowing what you're doing can get you really, really good privacy. The same as on bank accounts. Whether it's a business account or whether it's a personal account, your name doesn't have to be on the title. It needs to be someplace as a signer. No Social Security number, only a tax ID number that you've obtained discreetly needs to be on those records. Then they can steal all the databases they want. They'll never find you. Even if they have your first and last name, so what? They don't have a Social Security number. They probably won't have any address that is even in on the same continent as you are actually located if you do it right. So it's pretty simple. Your phone can be accomplished in 5 minutes by walking into one of the retail stores and just buying one off the shelf. It requires no registration whatsoever. I'm talking to you on one right now. It's really not that complicated. Don't let anybody, don't let the pundits tell you, oh, we've all lost our privacy. We got to give up our privacy. Big Brother has rights to know everything. He does not. You don't have to give up anything. You have the best opportunity in history to privatize your life by using the available resources, but you got to know who to go to. You got to know what resources are available. Mm-hmm. The software companies that provide the ability for you to make your computer disappear in cyberspace, have no IP address that is even remotely linked to your actual location. The same way with the telephone, the same way with your automobile, the mm-hmm. same way with your money, your investments. The whole thing can be as private as you want. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of resources out there, and you just need to know who and what to cultivate to make your life as private as you need it to be for your given circumstances.
Well said. Very well said. You know, Grant, one of the things I've always said is there are three main categories of people when it comes to, you know, the truth. There are those who hear it and apply it. There are those who have never heard it and never will. And then there are those who heard it and ignored it. I think that the people who are just blissfully ignorant, you know, they're in for a rude awakening, but they will not mourn, lament, and just be devastated by these things coming to pass because they didn't even know to look for it. But those who heard this stuff and have not taken any action to secure their personal situation, those people are just going to be broken by something like this. You know what I mean? To have heard about this and then done nothing as a response, I those are the people I really pity.
Well, yes, it's not just this particular product and this particular book and this information, but I've gone from shock to, and I've said this before, to anger and to sadness many times over issues not even related to privacy. And the bottom line is that our population has been dumbed down. They're poorly educated unless they're educated in certain private schools or at home. And it's very sad. I was on the telephone the last couple of days making plane reservations, and one girl didn't know where a particular major city, what state it was in, and
really?
Another one didn't know. I was getting a different cell phone, and I said, well, you know, sometimes I go to Idaho and Wyoming. Does this work in those places? And she didn't know where Wyoming was. But she knew where Idaho was. So I bring this up because the majority of the population are either, there's about 60 million illegal aliens in the country, based on my calculations, and then there's a tremendous number of people that cannot read a newspaper who are born in this country. Combining the two is you have a tremendous number of people that will do anything somebody in a suit with a government agency attached to them tells them to do, period. And that in and of itself is sadness. It's not freedom. It is a sad state. And it's also sad about our currency. And the list just goes on and on and on. But when it comes to privacy, this is the line in the sand. You must understand that you have to decide at some point. Pretty soon, it's going to be, I look for in certain states, you know how it is when you don't have the right papers for your car. Well,
yes.
They'll impound it. Well, I believe that in certain states, this will soon be the case with your home. If you don't have all your paperwork properly registered in your county of residence, mm-hmm. and if you have anything out of place, then they'll confiscate your home. I mean, they do that with automobiles, so they do that with trucks even. The government does all sorts of things to confiscate property. The list is so long and so vast, and they use any disguise technique they choose, from eminent domain to any number of traffic violations to take personal property and business property. We've got a case up back east of there where there's a family that are being harassed by a certain agency. It's making big news. I mean, the list is so long that people need to understand that they are under siege. And their privacy will ensure that they're not targeted.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is the main thing, is that you're avoiding the problems. You know, you're not necessarily defending yourself from the problems. These problems are never coming up as a result of this.
The objective is to be anonymous in your dealings, and only in your official business do you make all your particulars for your business and your personal life known. And it's really not a difficult endeavor to do. All your official business can be handled as under your true name, but when it comes to your everyday life, and when you're dealing with people you don't know and you don't know where the information is going, then you can utilize measures to shield yourself from things like identity theft and from having your money stolen and from having your home discovered and your kids kidnapped or harmed or having break-ins and all the other things that occur when people have their name and their address in the county databases.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I have a friend, Grant, who utilizes some of these things. He's a big fan of yours, actually, and he was telling me about when his kid was going to school, college, that there were various papers to sign, and they asked for social security numbers and all these things, and they just said, oh, yeah, our kid doesn't have one. And they said, well, you can't do this, you can't do this. And he goes, really? Why don't you check the law? And you show me the law that requires it, I'll happily provide it for you. Anyway, everything's fine, worked out just fine. The point is somebody said, you have to do this. And an astute American citizen said, prove it. And that was the end of that. It's that simple. You don't have to give this stuff out. And if you already have given all this stuff out, it's not too late to go back and make some changes and sort everything out for yourselves, folks. It's just a book away. That's it. Click away. PrivacyCrisis.com, the book, Privacy Crisis, available at all your local bookstores. And, you know, it's a perfect thing for people to not only have for themselves, but for people they care about as well.
One important point for people to realize is that everything is negotiable, and many times the people you're dealing with, whether it be at a school, a clerk that wants your Social Security number, or whatever it is those folks have just been told by somebody to collect this or that, or they don't know for sure, and they go through the motions of trying to extort it in many cases. But there's a very few people that will stand up, but more people need to do that, because you do not want your Social Security number in everybody's hands. You don't want it on permanent records at schools. You don't want it in banks unless it's handled just exactly right and absolutely necessary. And then you probably won't get into trouble. But you don't want it in the places that it doesn't belong. If you're liable for taxes, they're going to need a tax ID number. But places like your grocery store, they don't even need to know your name. I mean, why would you want to give them your home address and your name and your telephone number just to get a 5% discount on a couple of pounds of hamburger or something? I mean, it's plain silly. And why are they using those cards anyway? Why don't they just mark the item as it should be priced?
That's a good point.
What is the big deal here? I mean, the deal is they're trying to track all of your purchases, and they're trying to market the things that you do buy and discover what you don't buy and just make you become a part of their business plan. And that's okay to use groups, focus groups, and determine what people are buying, and to use surveys and to use records. That's fine, but the people that you're using don't need to become victims of your research. They're asking you to open up your lives, and it's totally unnecessary. But I agree with you. Most people don't put up any resistance. I've been in rooms where there's been people at a physician's office or a dental office or something, and they ask for a Social Security number, and the girl will holler it out so everybody in the room can hear it.
That's just
by amazing. The way, a physician should not have your Social Security number, nor should a dentist. I would never give mine to either. As a matter of fact, I've had occasion where years ago I had some damage to my mouth, and I had to go back years and years later to get more work done. And they said, well, Grant, we don't have your Social Security number on file. I says, well, no, you don't. Anyway, the girl, lady I should say, she was probably 60 years old, she made a stink about it, and I just, you know, left. And the next day I came back, the doctor and she were both there at the door, and they said, well, Grant, we've got to have your Social Security number. In case you're ever in an auto accident, we have to identify you by your teeth. I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you my passport number. I won't let you copy it, but I'll give you my passport number. That way there'll be a name in a record kept file that has my name, and you in turn can correlate the name to your records. And they said, okay. And so we went ahead and did the work. So yeah, everybody won. You know, I got what I needed, and the doctor got his. He was claiming there was some law about it, but there wasn't. I looked it up. But all he wanted to do is document his records, and he thought the Social Security number would be the easiest for him, and it would be. A number is nice and convenient, but I didn't want it in their files. I wanted my passport number in their files because it'd take them 6 months to get that anyway, and so. If they'd ever get it. So I just wanted to be as discreet as I could be. And you have to learn to negotiate. And the same thing can happen in your other times that you are asked to provide that. I mean, I think there's a way around almost everything if you know what you're doing. And you don't have to break any laws, and you don't have to insult anybody. All you got to do is be able to negotiate and know, first of all, what you require in order for your privacy to be intact.
I think that's very well said, and obviously you handled that very well, because I would have said, well, first of all, I don't plan on dying in a fiery car accident, and second of all, if I do, I'm really not going to care too much if they know who I am. But that's just me. I mean, but to the point, I know what you're saying, and I think
the other thing is, I mean, there's some people that choose not to use their own name when they get medical services too, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons why people want to use an alternate name, and that's appropriate at times, as long as you're not trying to defraud everybody. This last time I checked, in the Western part of the world, it was always legal to call yourself whatever you chose to call yourself. I would advise checking that out if somebody wants to do it. But many places in the country don't require any ID at motels at all. I mean, it just depends on where you are and what their mindset is. And on the other hand, there'll be major cities that they'll want to know. I mean, they'll ask you at a hotel for your Social Security number. Do you believe that? Or your credit card on file.
Well, or your
I give them a credit
license.
Card with about a dollar balance on it, a debit card in a company name or something.
Sure.
I mean, I would do something like that, because many times that gets you.
Can you hang on real quick, Grant? We have another quick break. Folks, please stay with us. We're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Grant Hall, in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Very, very important stuff. We're talking about preventative measures on a variety of different levels, folks. So, you know, we all talk about what's going on and what's, you know, how do we save ourselves and how do we do this and how do we do that? Look, you just don't have the fight. That's what it's all about. It's kind of like buying a gun. You don't want to use the gun, but you don't want to need the gun and not have it available. Same thing with this book. Buy the book. If you choose to implement it, so be it. But if you need to disappear, if you need to go ahead and start over somewhere, well, there you go. For any reason, this is the way to do it. And this, you know, so you ignore this information at your discretion. Grant Hall, our special guest, our sponsor for this hour. Welcome back.
Yes. Hi. I was just having an interesting conversation with your producer. But I think everybody needs to be conscious of what they need, and you don't have to become Grant Hall overnight in terms of your privacy program. That just isn't something that anybody would expect you to do unless you need to be that way, but you can do that, but by and large, people just need to take control. Your example with the gun is excellent. I fortunately have never had to be to defend myself at least not for a long time in civilian circumstances, but it still helps to practice. And the same thing is true of privacy. You need to get out there and you need to learn what it is that's available to you in terms of the wonderful products, like there's anonymous software, there's some facilities, and also become highly developed in your people and your communication skills. You can get almost what you need in the business world if you just take the right approach and go into it with an open mind and deal with the right people.
Bravo.
And, I wrote a book on the subject. That's a resource as well. It's got a lot of different things that you have not seen in other books. I used to read books 15, 20 years ago when I was first getting started, and I found that there were so many wonderful books that looked well, but they left all these holes in the topic they were discussing. Like, you know, I say, well, register your car in an offshore trust. Well, just try to do that. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to do anything offshore with my system principles and concepts. You can do everything in the USA, and you can do it better here because you won't have to fight a different culture, a different language, or at least a foreign dictatorship.
Yeah,
so
well
you
said.
Have a huge advantage in being able to apply the principles to make your life private in the USA.
Well said, my friend. That's what it's all about. And boy, I tell you what, I'm excited about the information, and also excited because you had mentioned, I guess, to Thomas that you would be willing to stay on and take some of these calls.
Yeah, let's do that.
I look forward to that. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Alan in Texas. Alan, welcome to the program.
Fascinating discussion this evening here, guys.
Thank you.
I was recently assisting a client of mine with a purchase of a small hospital, a 25-bed hospital here in West Texas, and we were given full access to the file rooms, and the patients' files were all organized by Social Security number, which I found to be fascinating. And there they were, just left for us to just help ourselves and to take whatever we needed. And so that just shows you how sloppy things like this can be.
Let me jump in here, gentlemen, if you don't mind. Unfortunately, I didn't pay attention to the time. We're up to a quick break, only 90 seconds, and we'll be back with the final hour of the program, folks. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio, more from our guest, Grant Hall, and, of course, your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
It's true.